Pacifica National Board Programming Committee, July 31st, 2015. This is the non-voting secretary, Nancy Saibar and Adi Tomy. I'm going to call roll. WBAI Serene Roberts.
Present.
Present. Thank you. Serene, present. Janet Coleman.
Present.
Present. Janet Coleman, present. John Riley. Is that John Riley?
Doesn't sound like him.
Sounds like you're breaking up.
Doesn't sound like him at all.
Is this John Riley? Are you there? Okay, John Riley absent. All right, next, KPFA, Virginia Browning.
Present.
Virginia, present. Okay, and Jose Luis Ferentes Roman. Absent. Jose, absent. Rodrigo Argueta. Absent. Okay, Steve Pride is, I think, no longer. He's missed three consecutive. Okay, next is Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Lawrence, present. Good. Okay, it's WBSW, Jim Brown.
Present.
Present. Jim Brown, present. Benito Diaz. Absent. Benito, absent. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa, absent. Okay. Eric Ramey.
Present.
Eric, present. Okay. KPFT, Teresa Allen. Teresa Allen, absent. Alan Aprim.
Here.
Alan is here, present. Okay. Adriana Casanave. Adriana, absent. Okay. Mike Lewis.
Here, present.
Mike Lewis, present. Okay. We have quorum. We have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. We have 15 members, so we've got quorum. All right. We do not have a chair because our chair is on vacation, Rodrigo. And does anyone want to volunteer to be chair for this meeting? Eric?
I was just going to nominate Jim.
Oh, Jim? Yeah. Jim, can you do that?
No, I'm not able to.
Not able to. Okay. Anybody else want to do chair?
I nominate Lauren.
You're on the late line. Wait, who's that?
Serene, nominating Lauren.
Who did you nominate? What? Who?
Serene, trying to nominate Lawrence.
Oh, Lawrence. Okay, that's good. Lawrence, can you do that?
I'm driving.
Ah, another driver. Okay.
I nominate Eric.
I would love
Eric.
To do it, but I'm driving.
Okay. Eric, would you like to do it?
Well, I'd like to. I'm not really comfortable pulling it, but...
Are you driving? Are you driving?
I'm driving Miss Daisy.
You're driving? What? Wait a minute. Do you have a legitimate excuse like you're driving a car or a truck or...
I've got Miss Daisy in the back.
Well, Eric, you know, we all should actually take turns and learn, you know, together. And nobody's going to be pounded on the head, you know, because anyway, it's a teleconference.
okay, well, hear ye, the meeting is called to order.
Yes.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you.
We just had the roll call. Apparently, we do have quorum. And I guess we need to decide if we do have or we need to assemble an agenda.
Okay.
Certainly.
Okay. Does anybody have, is there any action items? I think I did hear underwriting. Someone wanted to add on there.
Are we going to discuss underwriting tonight, or is there going to be some other issues?
Well, if you wanted that on the agenda, we can certainly have it on there, unless there's some heavy objection. So underwriting is on the agenda. Is there anything else anyone would like to add? Okay, seeing how there's nothing else, it looks like this will be a very brief meeting then.
Well, I would like to add about, I'd like to ask our national directors, is there something really important that we think you would like to add to the agenda tonight? We have some old business that's been tabled.
We did have an item that, or two that was tabled. We did vote it. I know we voted it. That's what was tabled, the discussion about underwriting.
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so I want to raise an agenda item and then I want to go because I just joined to make sure these guys had quorum, but I can't actually stay on the call. The programming committee had passed a motion that I can't remember which meeting, but some time ago. Anyway, PFD passed it at the meeting in LA in mid-June. And that motion was about programming operations, you know, how decisions are made, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. Uh-huh.
The reports for that are due. The reports for that are due August 1st. The latest of them is due August 1st. So I'm thinking we should probably send a query to the ED, send a query to the PND to ask the ED.
Okay.
Where we are on the report. There were supposed to be reports from the each of the five cabs and each of the five committees of inclusion and from each business, actually, from, you know, PD, GM business. You guys remember the motion?
Yes, I remember, and you had tabled it, so we can do that.
It passed this committee, and it passed the PND.
Uh-huh.
So it's really out there for GMs and cabs and so forth to send in their report.
Okay.
Which would then come back to the programming committee to be discussed. But we kind of need to know where they are in producing those reports.
Okay, so
we have not had a meeting of the task force involving Spanish language programming for quite a while. It's been months. I'm not sure that that's a topic for this committee, but just as a FYI, the task force has not met in eons.
Well, what was the deadline for that? Was that
yesterday?
Was it 7:31 or 8:31? What was the effective date?
You mean for the task force?
For the Spanish language programming to be implemented.
I know it's passed.
It's supposed to be, I think, from August, 5 hours per week. Is that what was reported at the last meeting?
Beginning August
31st. To start August 31st. Well, if my notes are correct, I'm sorry, I did not have time to check these notes. The Spanish language force at the in-person PNB meeting decided to start from August 31st, 5 hours per week in Spanish. So they still have 1 month. But this other thing that passed, okay, how about this? Programming committee, national PNB programming committee recommends to the PNB to have the ED take action
I'm sorry, Nancy. Let me officially call the meeting to order. The meeting is called to order at 9:55 p.m. Eastern. Was it at 8:55 Central, 7:55 Mountain, 6:55 California time. And so far on the agenda, we have a discussion of underwriting. If I might, I'd like to add, I'm not sure if it's appropriate for the chair to add something, but I think we need to have at least some type of discussion of program ownership.
Point of information?
Yes.
Is this yet a third thing in addition to what Nancy propositioned? The issue of Spanish language programming? This is the third thing?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Does anyone have any strenuous objection to any of the items proposed for the agenda?
This is Serene. I'm sorry. I thought the second thing was asking the status of the program operations, Moshe. And then I think it was you, Eric, who raised, you and Nancy talked about the Spanish language task force.
Oh, I was just bringing it up as a FYI, unless somebody wanted to add it to the agenda.
Nancy, for the fact, I don't think that's what we were. I was just reporting that at the last meeting, it was reported from the results of the PNB in-person LA conference that after August 31st, there will be 5 hours per week at all five stations. That was just a report, but no, not agenda item.
Okay, got it, thanks. And I'm sorry, folks, I have to run.
Okay, thank you, Serene.
Okay. Take care.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, so we can take up the discussion at this point of underwriting. Does anyone like to go to the stack on this? I think, Lawrence, you said you wanted to go to the stack. Well, whoever would like to go to the stack.
Eric, Serene just said, and I missed your last word, status of program operations.
Yes, it's an old business that we approved, and she wants us to send a reminder.
What was the last word?
She wanted to do what?
Program operations. What was the last word after that? She said status of program operations, blank. What's the last word?
Reports from the COI and the CAB, I believe.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, status of program operations. Okay. Okay. So we can either open with, those are the two items we have on the agenda then at this point, underwriting and the status of program operations. And if I might, I'd like to add a discussion of program ownership.
Okay.
So we will begin, we open the floor then for a discussion of underwriting. Does anyone want to make a motion to that effect? Or is a motion needed? I think we should probably make a motion, and then that will trigger discussion. So, Lawrence, are you on?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. I didn't necessarily get the name. Who was it that wanted the discussion of underwriting?
Nancy.
Oh, that was Nancy?
I'm not sure if I'm able to do that, and I'm supposed to be non-voting. It's a body that's not there.
Okay, I'm not sure who brought it up. It was a gentleman, apparently. Are you on the line with us now?
Yes, I would just like to discuss underwriting that, you know, nobody, this is Mike Lewis from KPFT 90.1, that we have, you know, corporations or small businesses that throw in their influence on programming at any of the Pacifica stations, because that is what has happened at, you know, PBS and NPR lately.
Okay, PBS has always had corporate sponsorship.
In the very beginning, they didn't, but it's been getting, you know, it gradually went from, you know, just one small item to where it was like almost basically corporate controlled.
Okay, so I'm assuming, or I would imagine your focus of this discussion is that we should not have it at any of the Pacifica stations.
Yes, I don't want, like, if we let in one small corporation, then it you know, continues to grow and grow, and then they can dominate all of our stations. That's what I noticed when I worked for PBS in the past. That's what happened, and that the more stuff that was donated, they said, this is like a grant from Budweiser's. This is a grant from the military, the Army, and so on and so forth. And I want to try to keep that from happening with the Pacifica stations, because this is, you know, listener-sponsored stations, and we need to keep it that way.
Janet Coleman for the stack.
Purim for the stack.
I'm sorry, who was it after Janet?
Alana Purim, Houston.
Okay, anyone else to the stack? Okay, Janet, you're on the air.
Well, I couldn't agree more with
your worry. That, I mean, there are a lot of cliches about this slippery slope. I don't know, that is a cliche. That this is a slippery slope underwriting. You can call it what you like, but it is advertising. And no matter how often I review this in my mind, the more I feel that we are losing the one drop of integrity that we have, which is that we don't take corporate underwriting. We, I must say, slide around this quite deftly, but you can't really say that corporations buy time from Pacifica. And I think that is, even though everybody says, no, no, we're not going to be doing it ourselves, we're only going to be taking a percentage of what we donate to our affiliate station so that we can give them something, and that would be in the form of these commercials. And it would it seems to me that while it's all very fine to think that your hands are clean, I don't think they are. You're not doing it yourself, but you are allowing your you're getting money for your agent for your affiliates. Anyway, I'm very uncomfortable with this, no matter how many times I review it.
Okay, were you aware or that we actually do accept some form of corporate donations as it is?
Well, you mean the Corporation for Public Broadcasting?
No, no.
Who does this?
I'm not sure if the funds go directly to Pacifica. The dollar for dollar employer match is still...
Well, that's true, the employer match, but that's an exchange for nothing. That's just an exchange for a tax deduction, not for underwriting or on.
Well, I mean, it's not called, it's not, the U word is not there, but I mean, the point I was making is that money does come from the corporation itself. I mean, I don't want to use the word funnel, but
it's a matter of how much you're beholden to them for money, you know, I think. And if you are in any way beholden to a corporation, you're in trouble.
Well, the way this works, if you work for, I mean, Nissan is on the list, just say, for example. If you make a $200 pledge to the station or to Pacifica, I'm not sure who gets the money, if it's Pacifica or the station. I think it goes to Pacifica. Nissan matches it for $200.
Right.
There's a good 50 companies or corporations on the list. There's some endowments. There's
right.
The Carnegie Foundation is on there. But the point I'm making is it's there. I mean, it's not.
But what do they get for it? Do they get their name on the air? They do not.
No, they don't. There's no strings attached.
Right.
Okay.
That's
someone
the difference,
else.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but it's coming nonetheless from the corporation.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
So's your sandwich.
Yeah. There was someone else on the stack. I didn't get the name, but can you identify yourself and then go ahead?
Okay, this is Alana Pura. I'm in KPFG, Houston, Texas.
Okay.
These are my personal opinions, but to give you some perspective, my listenership is almost exclusively to radio. I do not have time, or I don't use television, so I work on other things while I listen. I listen about 50% of my radio time to a University of Houston, PBS, BBC, that kind of stuff. And they do have some good science-related programs on there, too, that are quite informative and educational. 40%, a little less than half of my time, is various programs on KPFT. 10% is the remainders, other stations such as Jazz on KTSU, another local school-sponsored station. Okay. Now, the thing I noticed about the PBS-related University of Houston station, which is in part supported, of course, by the school, is they have de facto commercials in that they're not professionally produced commercials that are brought into the station to be aired as they are, but simply they are announcements. But the announcement amounts to a commercial because they're describing not only the company, but what it does.
Yeah.
oil company providing drilling services for you in the Gulf of Mexico, blah, blah, blah. And I really object to that kind of thing getting on KPFT. I agree with our previous speaker. I do not want to see even announcements of a company doing underwriting. But I do want to raise this question, and it kind of segued to when we talked about the matching funds for donations being a tax write-off. What do you all think about having underwriters listed on the website, but not in any way, shape, or form announced over the air? And I'll let you discuss that. Go ahead.
I'd like to be on the stack on that one too, Janet Coleman.
Lawrence on the stack, please.
Janet and Lawrence. Okay. Janet, you're on the air.
Well, that is really okay. That is not using our FCC license in any way to take underwriting. It's using some other medium to... We've always done that, really, with folios. When the stations had folios, it's another entity from broadcasting, and I don't see the same damage there. I mean, part of what's unique about this affiliates program idea is that Pacifica, who would be in charge of this underwriting, would choose only the most what they call progressive type underwriting organizations. Like they wouldn't kill chickens. They would be delightful corporations. And maybe that some kind of control over what sort of ad you'd take on your website. But I think a website is really another piece of territory. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing to be messing up if we messed up our air. It's really different. Others may feel differently, but I feel that a website is something else from your air.
We could have some kind of a qualifier or a filter for what kind of companies can do this.
Before I bring Lawrence on, I just need to clarify something. The issue at hand, then, as I understand it, is not so much underwriting, but it's corporate underwriting. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
I think it's underwriting.
Underwriting in general.
That was a tough.
I agree.
I agree as well.
Okay, well, let's bring Lawrence on.
Well, thank you. So, as Janet mentioned earlier, this is a slippery slope. And in addition to that, I mean, most everything that is happening right now, even radio, is going onto the Internet. So I think there's a lot to say about us protecting our integrity when it comes to even considering posting things on our website. One of the things that's missing on our website are financial reports and stuff like that. Mm. We haven't even got together to do that. So, you know, I think this doesn't really make a difference whether it's, you know, on the air or on our websites.
I just changed my mind to what Lawrence says.
Our websites, thank you, Janet. Our websites are what we represent, what we project to the communities as well. Yeah. And people get access. And as everybody knows, everything's on Google, or everything's online now, and, you know, so Internet radio is going to be, it's already here, so, you know, I don't know, I think it doesn't really make a difference. I think it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me just bring further clarification here, if I might. It's no secret that some of the stations I know you are just flat broke. This isn't a pretext to say, well, let's go ahead and get underwriting. Donations by any other name, I don't know if they can be construed to be underwriting, but if someone calls in during the show and offers to pick up the tab, that individual, I mean, we'll just say we made the goal, but that in effect is an underwrite. I mean, most people or some people might not agree, and the person gets an acknowledgement over the air. Now, someone was saying, well, you know, should they get a mention or should they not? Some individuals like to make the contribution in exchange for an on-the-air mention. But we have a $2,000 goal, for instance, for that particular hour. Someone comes in and says they want to make that goal. They've effectively or essentially underwritten. I mean, we don't call it that, but...
No, we call it listener-supported radio.
Yeah, but I mean, we, you know, this. How harmful is it? I guess that's my question. How harmful is it to say this program was made possible in a part by a generous donation from Nancy? We wouldn't say it's been underwritten by a grant, but is that just as detrimental?
I don't think so, but if it's Nancy with Chunky's Chicken, or the owner of Chunky's Chicken has donated, you know, when you start adding to just the individual's personal name to say who they are or what they do, it's nice to do that, but that's overstepping the line, in my opinion. This is Alon speaking. Over.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I agree with Alon.
Uh-huh. Okay, what we do, I mean, I would imagine the other stations do it as well. The person's, the contributor, the donor gets an on-the-air mention. The U-word is not used. We say that the goal has been met. We thank the individual on the air. I mean, that's just something that's done. Now, I mean, the U-word does not have to be used.
Point of order.
Yes.
Or clarity, whatever it is. An individual is, I thought, unlike the Supreme Court, we do not believe that an individual is equivalent of a corporation and that they're both like birth children. Individuals have one vote, you know, corporations, another thing. They don't vote. It's a different entity.
Well, exactly. That's why I mentioned earlier, my question was, is the issue underwriting or is it corporate underwriting? I mean, we would not turn, if Smitty Jackson offered us $1 million and just said, I'd like you to say, this program was made possible in part by a donation from Smitty Jackson. I mean, I don't know which station would say, we're not going to take that money from you under that circumstance. I mean, if somebody at PFW did that, they'd be fired immediately, or they should be. Why should
Here's you? Another, this is a line,
yes,
another Lon. Fine line that's not a consistent policy among stations, even our own KPFT station, but I'm just bringing this to your consciousness. Sometimes a donor will make a specific donation and the commentator on air will name them but also say how much they donated. Other times they will just say so-and-so made a generous donation and enabled us to make our goal or whatever, and you can figure out for yourself whether we had $500 to go and now we've made it or whatever, but they don't specifically say how much. What do you all think about that in terms of how much should that be one of our guidelines to prohibit saying how much any particular individual donated?
That's already the policy in Washington. We do not mention, we're not supposed to. I mean, I heard someone do it the other day. We don't mention the amount.
You don't have matching grants?
Matching grants?
Yeah, we just got a contribution from somebody in the amount of $10,000 if you match it. So
we would call that a dollar per dollar match. But we don't.
This is large at some time.
Lawrence, Nancy, were you finished with that, Nancy? Lawrence, go ahead, please.
No, I just wanted to say that that a matching donation means that we just have to try to raise that much money in order to get that money that's being matched.
Right.
That's all. It's not a, I don't know, $50 per dollar. But I believe is that, like, for instance, I'll say I'm giving $1,500, and what I like is for the listeners to match that. So in other words, it's paid, but it's not really the donation. It's just like saying, I'm digging this out here, and if you guys match it, then you can get it. I don't like that, but you know, oftentimes the listeners do step up, and we do get that matching donation.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
in terms of capturing programming and underwriting, it's completely different. It's like two, and I don't even know if this is within our purview. In terms of underwriting, I think we should be focusing in on programming.
Well, obviously, if you don't have the money, you won't have the programming. But to respond just quickly to what you said about the $1,500, so if you only get $1,400, then your match doesn't. It seems like there's a slight flaw there. You're saying I have $1,500. If we match it equally with another $1,500, or do you just want to encourage or motivate donors to call in?
For a point of clarity,
yes.
Let's not get confused. If a caller says $1,500,
I'll
match.
Sorry.
Please.
But that doesn't mean they're actually going to donate a whole $1,500 unless it is matched. Whereas any individual, so long as it's just named, a person named, and not saying that they're with some corporation or something. So
Mr.
X, Y, and Z is making $1,500 available. I feel that can be announced, you know, as a matching fund, and that will be an incentive for people to call in with their $40, $100, whatever donations, which will be matched dollar for dollar, because it's not guaranteed that they'll owe $1,500, but if they match $1,400 of it, fine, you know. But he gets mentioned up front that he's making that money available. And as an individual, I don't have an objection to his name being mentioned as making that $1,500 available. So that's a specific mention of dollars that I feel would be okay, because it's not guaranteed, and it's not contingent upon anything in particular. It's just available if the other callers call in. I hope I'm not too confused in my speech, but let's just continue. Over.
Yeah, that's much more in line with, much more consistent with what I would say plausible. But how do the other committee members feel about this? We want to get you involved in this discussion. Let's not take the Fifth Amendment here.
Okay, yeah, this is Mike Lewis from KPFT and the prison show. As long as we just get individual donations and then this person can match an individual basis, since we're still all listener-sponsored radio stations, as long as we keep the corporations out of it to where they can underwrite and control programming and control the shows, that's what I want to keep out of the Pacifica Radio Network.
Okay, so you don't think the programming should be influenced to the slightest degree by a contribution from an individual, then? Is that
from a corporation? Individuals just donate their individual money. I have no problem with that. But if a corporation like Exxon or the U.S. Army or something donates money, and then they turn around and say, well, we want a military hour on KPFT, or we want a program dedicated to the history of Exxon and our corporation, I want to keep something like that from happening, because that's been happening with PBS It started out gradually years ago, and then now it looks like they're dominating a lot of the programming on PBS nationwide.
I guess my question to you, though, if an individual did it, would that make a difference?
If an individual did it, I'm more for that than a corporation.
Good. Okay. Let me just ask, is there a consensus here that we're in agreement 100% here that we're not going to be involved in corporate underwriting? I mean, someone correct me if I'm wrong. So we're strictly talking about individuals here.
Yes.
Okay. Can I be honest, Dad?
Say that again.
Janet, I have something to say about that. About individuals versus corporations. What if it's some couple that has his own religion? They have a ton of money, but they want to underwrite, and they don't theoretically own a corporation or anything. They've maybe made their money from some other corporation, and this corporation is their own nonprofit, and it promotes some kind of, I don't know, some religion that.
Well, okay, the difference.
What do we do there? That's a couple.
No, I think the difference here is that.
Or an individual.
It would come from an individual. We've.
But if it was some kind of strange, you know, religion that had an end game that.
Well, no, we wouldn't say this. We would not say this came from the archdiocese. We wouldn't say that this came from this particular parish, Monsignor so and so. I mean, Monsignor's
name
was. Name
individual.
Yes.
Just one person that would have no influence, as long as they didn't put their religious or political influence, as long as they just said, I'm just giving you a donation for the station, as long as they do not put any influence with religion or their politics or their little business that they're running, I'm fine with them just donating money. But as long as they keep out religion, politics, and business, that's where I have a problem with that, leaning to that.
Okay, let's bring the other committee members on then. I mean, I think we have several people on, but we haven't heard from several others. Jim, why don't you weigh in on this?
Yeah, I would love to. My biggest problem is that I'm listening to our discussion here, and we are going from point A to point B about underwriting and why it works or why it won't work. A lot of it has to do with the fact that, I don't know, somebody can correct me, if Pacifica has a specific policy on underwriting. And if they do, they need to put that out there for us to work on it.
Huh.
Or look at it. Because we all can make these suggestions and so forth, but they won't go anywhere unless we have a specific written policy that says, hey, this is where we should go. This is how we accept money, and this is how we don't accept money.
Okay.
I'm suggesting that maybe we ought to propose to PNB, to the chair, rather, that they assign someone to develop
policy. Okay.
For this, so we know exactly what we can do and what we can't do.
Okay. This was actually mentioned to the incoming ED.
It was.
His tone was that he was not opposed to it. He suggested it could happen, but it had to be under stringent, very stringent conditions. It had to be very tightly controlled.
Yeah, as we talk about this, as we discuss this, I'm racking my brain to figure out exactly how do we handle this, and how do we, because, you know, the questions that are being asked are good questions.
Yeah.
What are the answers to them, though? What's the specific answers to them?
Yeah, let's have some other committee members weigh in if we can.
Adriana?
Adriana, please.
Yeah, Adriana, that's me. I want just to ask everybody to repeat. Some of you, I don't recognize your voices, and I think that the listeners have the same problem. Can we say our name or last name? Because the first name sometimes is not enough if people don't know us.
Okay. Good idea.
Okay. And I think that it's something important to say that, people... We need to talk seriously about this and make a decision, because we said that we don't accept it, but the reality is that some stations do accept, does accept that. If some station accepts it, you know, we need to have a policy. We need to involve all of us and the listeners, and the decision should be made for the whole foundation.
Okay, so it's a matter of policy then that needs to be developed. Okay,
exactly.
Okay, the sense I'm getting is that it's not a matter so much of.
I'm sorry. Who's the one talking?
Oh, I'm sorry. This was Eric. I've been asked to kind of regulate.
Eric.
Yes, Eric Ramey. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
This, I mean, after having spoken to the ED and to some of the other members here, not here, I'm sorry, but on the LSB, the sense is that it's not so much can it happen, it's a matter of when and under what circumstances. That's the sense that I'm picking up now. There is vehement opposition in some corners. The discussion and the dialogue, though, is continuing. So, I mean, clearly it's not going to happen next week. It may not happen next year, but it seems somewhat inevitable that it's going to happen. I mean, that's the, based on discussions with others, that's what I'm picking up. You know, there's, so I think Jim and perhaps someone else mentioned that we should have the PMB possibly develop a policy. Which sounded like a good idea. Jim, would you like to make a motion to that effect?
I move that we, as the programming committee, propose to the chair of the PNB to assign an appropriate committee to begin developing underwriting policy.
Okay, very good. Do you have anyone who's opposed to that?
Well, that may not be the right wording. Someone can reword it, but the idea is that the work has to start now.
Yes, I agree.
I agree as well.
Okay, was that Lawrence?
No, that's Mike Lewis from KPFT.
Mike Lewis. Okay, let me just ask. Mike Lewis and Jim Brown, would the two of you be willing to formulate this word, this or whatever, make the official proposal? Or to write
yes,
it up?
But I'd like.
I'm sorry.
I'd like to write it up, but I'd like us all to agree on it and then put what they want into it, and then we all vote and agree, so we're all on the same page. If we do some writing and then somebody else objects to it, and then we have to do it all over again. If we can start working on that and then writing it, and then we can all look at it and agree to the that we're all agreeable on having some kind of policing on underwriting for Pacific or radio network.
It sounds good. Do we have any objection to that? Okay, so it's Mike and Jim, would you like to be involved in this as well? Or
yeah.
I think you should be. I think you should be.
The idea is to try and get it on the agenda so they can start discussing it for the next meeting.
Excellent. Okay.
We could do that.
Okay, well, so done. You can have the write-up done, but... for our next committee meeting?
No, I mean for the next PNB meeting, let them discuss it.
Yeah, but I guess my question is for our next, can the write-up be done so we can have a look at it for the program committee's next meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we can start working on that. I can throw in some ideas and then write it down and then read it for the next meeting, and then we can all start agreeing on the policy of underwriting.
Okay, are you able to send it out electronically, you think, before the next meeting?
Yes, it's going to take me a few days to, you know, put it together. I can start working on it tonight after I finish the program here at KPFT, and then I can send it out electronically.
Very good. Well, thank you. We really appreciate that. And unless there's any objection, we'll move to the next item. You know, let me just mention this. I don't know if you know this, but there's we're getting tones indicating that someone is either coming into the meeting or someone is leaving.
Excuse me, this is Alana Burham, KPFT. I've been out for the last 5 minutes because I accidentally disconnected, and then I didn't get the login code correct, but now I'm back. So I'm sorry I missed the last 4 or 5 minutes of conversation.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I was just concerned about security here and the possibility of interlopers. But, okay, that's
folks,
fine.
May I be excused? We went without power last night in an extreme heat wave, and I'm just, like, fainting from exhaustion right now.
Okay, is this Nancy?
No, it's Janet.
Oh, Janet.
New York. So it's late, and I have to get up. So.
Okay, Janet. Oh,
but I support the direction you're going. I think this is a discussion that was long in the making.
Okay. Well,
thanks.
Feel better,
Janet. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night. Okay. Then we had status of program operations. I'm not sure exactly what.
Nobody likes anything that'll possibly make money.
Could I be on the stack about underwriting? One more problem.
You're a little weak and breaking up. Speak up.
Okay.
Janet, mute your phone or hang up.
Can we nap and sleep?
Janet, mute!
We don't have any wonderful...
Oh, she's still on.
Can't hear
Janet,
you.
Janet, mute your phone!
One more
bar from Donald? No. You know, actually, we can revisit that. We actually closed out of that segment, but we can revisit it briefly. Go ahead. What
okay.
were you going to
say? Yes, I was going to say, at one of our stations, KPFT, we have a PSA that's going out, and it's been going out for 1 week. And it's offering, if you give $100 or more to a fundraiser, that you can get your name mentioned on the air. If anyone feels this is really distasteful and that the programming committee should make some kind of action, like, or is this all right? Is this okay? I really think this is the first time I've ever heard it on my station, and I don't like it. I mean,
well, see, this is where, you know, in my view, where things start going south. It depends on how it's worded. I mean, the stations, I mean, I'm not using NPR as the model, but for instance, if you make that $100 contribution.
And also people were out on the street with discussing the blackout.
Hello, this is Lawrence.
Is
Anthony, because I'm at a fundraiser for the station at KPFK, so I got to go.
Okay, let me get...
Thank you, Lawrence.
Okay, who do we have left? We've got...
Thank you.
Okay. The people at BAI, can you identify yourselves who's still on the call? Nobody can be...
No, both of them left. Jen
both of them
Jen
left.
Had to leave, yes.
Okay, from PFW, we have Jim and myself. KPFT, who do we have on?
Mike Lewis.
And Alan.
Okay.
Adriana.
Okay,
and people from the other stations identify themselves? Okay, so we just have KPFT, PFW.
NBAI.
And I'm going to have to leave in about 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
So we got to...
Okay, well, that action item, then, we appreciate that. You and Mike will do a write-up on that, and it'll be available online at some point, and we can take that up at the next meeting.
Right.
Jim, we really appreciate your participation tonight.
Mike, I will send you my notes, my little notes, so you can include it in yours.
Okay, sure. Yes, do you have my email?
I think so.
Yeah, for y'all that wanted to send me an email, it's Lewis, LEWISM, 90825 at yahoo.com.
Okay, you good, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
There was an item that was carried over
yes,
called Status of Program Operations. No, I'm
yes,
not...
so
I'm sorry.
Yes. Serene wanted us to make a motion of reminding to procure this information because it was already passed by the PMB and by the programming committee, of course, first. So I've made a rough draft. Would you like me to read it, of the motion?
Sure.
Okay. The PMB programming committee recommends to the PMB to have the ED take actions to procure requested information of operations and COI, which is Community of Inclusion Report, and CAB, programming input or CAB reports. I just say CAB reports. So let me redo it one more time. The PMB Programming Committee recommends to the PMB to have the ED take actions to procure requested information of operations from the GMs and the PDs, and from the Committee of Inclusion report and reports, and from the CAB reports.
Okay, that is your motion, is that correct?
Yes, we already made a motion to do this, and the PMB did pass it in L.A., and so the deadline is tomorrow, and they haven't received it yet, so this is sort of like the motion to remind and procure this information.
You're saying the deadline is tomorrow, though, is that correct?
Yes, yes, and they haven't done yet, so Serene's saying we should make a motion to remind or recommend or hurry up, you know. And we cannot directly tell the general managers or these other committees and boards, CABs, but we can ask the recommend to the PMB to tell the ED to do these things, get these information from these committees, I mean from the GMs.
I support that. I think we should send it immediately to the PNB.
You kind of have
yes.
to go that way. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Janet, do you want to...
Janet got off already, and I'm Nancy, and I will send
Nancy.
It to everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll send it.
Do we have any opposition there?
No, I think they
No, no opposition.
Okay.
I'd just like to see it and read it before we approve it.
Okay, I'm going to send it right now.
Bye.
Okay, the other item I had mentioned was something to the effect about ownership of the programming. I don't think it's a good idea for that to be on the agenda this evening. We don't have enough. We don't have network-wide representation.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
No, I had brought up an item for the agenda about program ownership. That seems to be a bone of contention. At least in, possibly at all five stations.
Yeah. Can we put it on an agenda as one of the top items for next meeting?
Yeah, that's what I was about. That's where I was going with it.
Yes, I'd like to vote on that on the next meeting.
Yes.
When we have fuller representation on
yes,
the stations.
Exactly. Exactly. So, Mike, did you want to read this before we adjourn then? We had nothing really.
Yeah, I don't have a computer in front of me right now. I'll be able to read it later tonight.
Okay.
Because I'm about ready to do a radio show for over here at KPFT. I can still stay on the line all the way till a little after 10 o'clock. But I'll do the start putting the notes together for the underwriting for the next meeting. And what I wanted to add that Nancy was concerned about an individual getting, you know, their name out there for mentioning how much money. I don't have a problem with that as long as it doesn't control the programming. I'm going to write that into the agenda that if they say, well, this is Mike Lewis giving $100 to the prison show, somebody else can, you know, match it. We can put their name down as long as it's on an individual basis and a corporation or religion or politics does not come in. I'm fine with that type of an agenda.
Okay, that sounds good.
I agree with that also.
Okay. So it sounds like we're good for the evening. And I'm sorry.
One addition I'd like to say is not all of us have time to do all the reading we ought to do on bylaws and various past writings, but if you come across something that relates directly to guidelines for underwriting or other things that we've discussed tonight that's already in our bylaws or elsewhere, if we have any specifics on that, if you can do a web link or other pointer to it, that would be appreciated so we can know what exists and then have a clearer picture of what we might want to upgrade or improve upon along those lines that we have discussed tonight.
Yeah.
Yes. What I'll do in the writing is I'll keep it simple and short and to the point in the broadcast writing instead of more journalistic, like keep it short so everybody can read it, because we all got busy lives and we don't have time to read pages and pages, and if it can be written in just a few sentences or statements, it'll be better written that way. I don't know if you all agree on that.
I'm not really opposed. I think it should be, I mean, I know what you're saying, so it won't be cumbersome. It seems on the surface, though, it should be detailed. It doesn't have to be an inaugural speech or anything like that. But
I'm going to write it in detail, but I'm not going to write it to where it's like 500 pages like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'll just write it to the, to the point and short sentences to where everybody can understand what we're and be on the same page that we're looking forward to.
Okay. And so
Dyer Perm was suggesting that you have a link to it or a source for your guidelines, so we differentiate between what already exists what should exist as a proposal.
Footnotes.
Okay, yeah, I'll do some quick research and then throw in some things that we can all work on and be on the same page, because I just want to keep corporate funding out, because I've done work with PBS and NPR, and I saw how, when you just let a little gradual corporate funding come in, and then it became a flood where it controlled everything.
Okay. Let me just ask quickly, is there opposition, as you see it, also, say, from small businesses?
Yes. So small businesses can also do some influence as well. If we can keep it to where just an individual just donate money and say, this is Mike Lewis or this is Alan from KPFP donating money. As long as we, like the other members stated, that we can keep religion, politics, corporations, and other bad influence from coming into Pacifica Radio.
Excellent. Okay, is there anything else we need to take a look at this evening? Jan, you're sending out that info electronically on status of program operations. Was that Janet who was going to do that?
What? You can see Dave already?
Apparently.
Janet left.
She did. Someone was going to send out that info electronically.
I did send about...
Oh, you did?
Yes,
okay.
Maybe 3 minutes ago. It should be coming. That was the proposal about reminding, recommending the PMB to tell the ED to tell the GMs to get that report in, and not only the GMs, the COIs and the CABs reports.
Oh, okay. I guess that's
and
all
we're
we
waiting
can.
On. Yeah, the reason why we want that is the deadline is tomorrow, and we haven't gotten it yet. And the reason why we need it is because before we make our program councils, we wanted that information to make a better design of program.
Yeah. So I guess we need to put pressure on the appropriate parties as well then.
And if we were to vote on that tonight, we would need a quorum of a quorum. So the quorum was, what was it? It's 8 people. Well, we need 5 people. I don't think we have 5. Well, do we? Let me see.
Actually, my understanding is if we had quorum at one point, that we're able to continue.
Well, only if we have quorum of a quorum. So the quorum was 8, and then the quorum of a quorum is 8 divided by 2 plus 1 is 5. We'll need at least 5 people. That's Eric, Mike, Alan, and we'll have 2 other people.
Hello?
Who's that?
Louisiana.
I think we do have 5. We have...
Really?
We have
are David still here?
We have 2 from PFW.
Okay, you have 5 then.
I believe
you can do it. You can do it if you want.
May I ask you something?
Yes.
How was the quorum? How many members do we have?
The information I'm getting is that we need five. We needed eight originally, and at this point under this configuration.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I say that the Robert Rule of Order and our bylaws stipulate that once that you have quorum and people leave the meeting, you can continue the meeting.
Yes.
But the resolution need to have at least the majority of what the quorum was.
Yes, so the quorum was eight. So, and if you have a majority of five members. Yes.
That would be five.
No, the quorum, the real amount of people that you have from the beginning, know what is required for quorum. I mean, quorum could be eight, but if you have 10 people, they are talking about the majority of 10 people. Not the majority of the minimum quorum.
Adriana, we made quorum. Quorum was eight because we have 15 members now.
Now that
most people have left, we have now five members left.
Which is all we need to continue.
We continue with any number.
I stated that point. I mean, in order to take the action we're about to undertake.
Yes.
Or wanting to undertake.
Is that okay?
It sounds good on this end. Do we have any?
Let me ask you something. How long this meeting will go? What is the time that we originally that was seven? Was what? 8:30 to 9:30? 8:30 to 10:30? I don't know. Tell me the time because the meetings have a maximum time. People cannot stay till 4 hours later and then decide things. That's my question here.
We did not have a time certain decided when we started.
No. What is posted?
What was posted? I heard something originally. I think I heard the time. I can't confirm it. I heard 10:30 originally.
Exactly. 10:30 Eastern time. It means that it's already past the adjournment time, right?
Well, that doesn't mean we can't continue. It doesn't mean
you cannot do is continue a meeting till okay, I'm sorry. I mean, that's okay.
We're about to vote on a motion. We're just about to vote on a motion, and we have enough people, that's clarified. And okay. do you want us to proceed to vote on this motion, or do you want us to stop?
No, I'm asking that. I mean,
I'd like to go ahead and vote on the motion.
Adriana, we're going to call the question at this point.
In committees, you cannot call questions, but that's okay.
Can we go ahead and vote on this?
We're going to take a vote at this point.
Yeah, take a vote. I don't have any problem with that. I was asking.
Okay, and...
you want me to read it, Eric?
I believe you just read it. You just read it a few minutes ago. You just read it.
Okay.
Before
we vote, shall I read it one more time?
No, you don't. That's not necessary.
No, you don't need to.
Okay. Is there any opposition to the motion?
No.
I want to abstain.
Okay. We have one abstention.
Thank you.
Otherwise, there's no opposition. No one opposed. So evidently, evidently the motion carries.
Yay.
So
how the motion carries?
Say that again now.
The motion carries.
How did it carry?
Yes.
Because four individuals have voted for it, and there was a single abstention, which would have been you. And with those four votes in favor, it would automatically arbitrarily carry.
No, she said that originally you have eight people. It means that quorum was five.
No. Originally the quorum was eight.
We only need 15 members. Five,
sorry.
No. You need an affirmative five votes for a motion to carry.
But we do have five votes. All five don't have to.
In the affirmative.
Okay, okay. All five do not have to vote. Yes, we just needed five people to vote.
No, you need twice.
She's right.
Yeah.
You're saying she is correct.
Yeah. To pass, you have to have a quorum of a quorum.
Okay, then apparently the motion is failed. So that being said,
Did you read the motion?
Okay, are you opposed to having the motion read and a second vote taken?
No, I don't oppose.
I call for a voice to vote so we know exactly how many people are actually voting.
Okay, I think there's a technicality here.
Okay, I can take the roll call, but I'd like to read the motion for one last time, make sure.
Okay, please.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead and read it.
The PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB to have the ED take actions to procure requested information from GMs, PDs, COIs, and CABs regarding operations and programming input. I put regarding to. This is a typo, too. We don't need. But anyway, regarding operations and programming. Do I need to add, which was passed by the PNB Programming Committee and the PNB with a deadline of August 1st?
You should.
Okay.
And then why we are asking for the same. That is what. That's why I say I abstain. Because if a motion is there, was passed and was sent to the ED, why do we need to send another motion that needs to go to the PNB to talk about the same thing to reaffirm what's already there?
I think the issue was
what I don't understand.
The deadline
this
was.
This is different, Adriana. This is different. This motion to get this information from the GMs and the PDs and the COIs and the CABs, that passed. But we have not gotten it. So this is a motion to recommend the PNB to have the ED take action himself. So its responsibility is now put on the ED to get this from the GMs and the PDs. Isn't that different? It's to make sure compliance.
Let me ask something. Adriana, what's needed exactly to get your support on the motion?
What I dislike is that we keep thinking that if we keep reminding and keep repeating, my belief is that it's part of the problem. We have already a directive that was received, the PNB vote in a motion that say exactly the same and is asking the executive director to implement it. We cannot, committees cannot come and double guessing and double stacking amendments because that doesn't work. The only option here, in my view, is if the PNB decides something and somebody else is not doing it, it's for the PNB to take actions and take people accountable if they do or they don't do what the PNB is asking to be done. If not, the only thing that you are opening is, again, more discussions about the same issues that are already discussed. That is my only problem with this. I agree with the issue itself. That's why I vote for that motion in the PNB. You know, but what I don't want is the duplication.
Okay. Okay. Has Adriana made it clear what her point is? I mean, has anyone? Do we have other committee members that are in agreement with Adriana?
Yeah, I think we have
a deadline, and that's what we
want to
emphasize.
Yeah, Adriana, I think that's what the point is, the deadline. It's just a matter
of... So are we going to vote on this now?
Well, Adriana is suggesting that she's...
We cannot pass it without five
okay,
votes.
Okay, Adriana, can you just give us your support here? We really need to do this. Can you please give us your support? We need your support to get this done.
I understand what you are saying. What I keep trying to repeat the same.
Yeah, I understand.
We cannot keep piling up because imagine if five people, we have an organization with thousands of people. If every five people get together and start repeating what we are supposed to be doing, you know, it's not working. That is my view. I think that all of us, got to go to our own PMBs and talk to them and say, you know what? Remember, and keep reminding people, but it's not a matter of motion. You know when that motion will be really talked about in the PMB? Probably never.
Okay, it seems like it's a moot point right here. And just on a technicality, it's somewhat obvious that the motion is going to fail. Unless someone feels that we need to take a vote, a roll call vote anyway, it's apparently failed. Just on
roll call vote so that we would know, in fact, there's only five people voting.
Very well.
Can we go ahead and vote?
Yes, BAI.
It's a roll call, obviously, Alan. It's
yes.
A roll call because we need to answer yes or not.
Okay, Madam Secretary. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you conduct the roll call?
Okay, I was going to rewrite it saying the PMB Program Committee decides to report to each respective LSBs about this problem.
But remember that every committee, even the programming committee, is a subcommittee of the PMB, you know, cannot take action and tell the PMB what to do. The only thing that they can do, every of these committees, is recommend to the PMB.
Okay. You're still in opposition, is that right, Adrian? There's nothing that can be done this evening to bring you on board, then, is that correct?
So you don't have, Aviana, you don't have a good idea how we can get this action, stimulate this action to be made?
No, it's not that.
What can we do to bring you on board this evening?
No, what is the best way? I mean,
well, like I said, the best way is everybody, instead of trying to pile up things that, I mean, I'm talking here about reality. You see that the PMB have motions that are in that agenda for more than a year. That's what I'm trying to convey
yes,
to all of
yes,
you.
Yes, I understand that.
Well, then, don't you think that is a moot thing? We are putting this there, and we are working, and we are piling things, and we are talking about issues that can already be talked about, that we have motions already.
Doesn't
work.
There's no harm to take that one last more step, because we're out of time.
Okay.
So it's not going to harm anybody if we just take one more step.
All right. I propose that we all go to our LSBs and report this as our committee reports. Programming committee report. Anyway, I think we can just point it out that this action has not been taken yet and needs to be done. I mean, we can only report to the PMB, I understand, but she doesn't want us to put more work on the PMB's work list.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about the practical point of view.
Okay, can we go ahead and just...
I understand, I agree. So what do we do? Just sit on the show or this problem?
We should do something with everything.
Okay, Adriana, hold on a second. Okay, this is the same item that has a deadline of 11:59 p.m. tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes.
It is. Okay, so it's
some... There are some things that are going on you don't know, and this committee doesn't know.
Okay, Adriana, hold on.
I'm trying to convey.
Yeah, okay, it's become a moot point. There's a deadline of 11:59 p.m. tomorrow
we're
night.
Voting.
Yeah, and we don't have your support, so we're going to go ahead and go to the vote. Madam Secretary, can you conduct the vote, please?
What are we voting on?
On the motion.
What about us? Vote on the motion.
Okay, wait.
Someone else said something, Mike. Who was that had a question or something?
Jim.
Jim, go ahead, please.
I'm listening to the conversation. I'm listening to Aviana, and she has a good point. In terms of what effect will what we do it now have on it anyhow?
Yes.
It's we know that the deadline is tomorrow.
Yes.
we send this to whomever, who we're sending it to?
The PNB.
Who at the PNB?
You're saying the PNB members?
Pacific
the PNB or just, a P, just send it to the entire PNB. We send it to the entire PNB. And the actual item itself is something that the ED has requested from the GMs and so forth. We don't know how he's going to react when he doesn't have it in his hand by tomorrow.
Yeah, I actually concur with, well, I'm the chair, I'm going to stay out of it. It seems to me that Jim's narrative on Adriana's point is accurate.
Yeah, I think so. I think it makes, it's we know that on our agenda,
it's already
agreed that it's something that needs to happen as soon as possible.
Yeah, it's already out there, and if it hasn't been taken care of, it hasn't been taken care of.
Yeah. That's the only thing I'm thinking.
And
I say there's no harm in reminding them, and let's have the vote and be done with it.
I think what they're saying, and what Adriana is saying, is like we're essentially taking a second vote on something that's already passed.
And again, going back to the earlier discussion, what was already passed is not a reminder of the deadline, which is what this vote is about. And we're going to remind them of the deadline to get it done.
Okay, but we don't have support to do that, and we've been asked to go ahead and take a vote. It's obvious we're a vote short of doing this. I mean, it's somewhat
obvious. That's what I want to know. You know, I hear voices, I hear names. Does it add up to 5 people, 6 people?
No, it's 5. It's 5, but Adriana is going to abstain, so we can do it, but it's not going to pass. And even I'm thinking maybe we should wait for the deadline to pass and then
that's an excellent
go to our GMs and ask them, you know, just remind them.
I think that's
we can do that anyway.
Exactly.
I think that's an excellent idea.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay. So
Adriana said that we have only to report to PMB, but I think we can go straight to our GMs and report about this and remind them.
Okay.
May I say something?
Sure.
Yeah. Officially, she's right that we don't take action without the PMB's approval. Individually, we can go to our GMs and have a discussion with them about things.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
We can do that. But we as a committee, we don't go directly to
PMB.
To the GMs. The GMs.
Right.
The PMB. Under the ED, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Okay, then, so the action then, our call to action on this item then is to work internally within our own stations. Is that right?
Individually, we can go to our GMs and say, hey, look, did you get a notice from the ED about so-and-so and so-and-so? What has to happen for it to get back? Because members of our committee is anxious to know what the resolutions are.
Okay, so should we turn this over to the local station programming committees then?
Yeah, we can do that, but as individuals, not officially as a committee, because we have to go through the PMB for that.
Okay, so
so we have Mike, Nancy, Adriana, Jim, and Alon, and who is going to be responsible for what station?
Each one has a different their own station.
Represent all the stations because not all the stations are present.
No, two stations are not represented on the call tonight. I mean, are no longer on the call, I should say.
Individuals, we cannot decide for individuals.
Yes, we
that
cannot.
That's the main point.
Every individual
can take the action that they think that is appropriate, and I agree totally with the issue.
Okay, but I get the question at this point, or I guess the dilemma. The only dilemma here, as I see it, is that a deadline of 11:59 p.m. If the motion has been passed, what to do? It doesn't seem like it's going to happen by 11:59. So at that point, any and all action will fail.
But,
so then it's going to have to be resurrected in some form or fashion.
Point here, Eric.
Yes.
We don't know that it's not going to happen.
Okay. Okay.
How do we know?
Okay.
We don't know what the GMs have already sent to the ED.
Okay.
We don't know.
Okay, so what would be your plan of action?
Is that we as individuals, we can talk to our own GMs about it and see what they've done about it.
Okay.
And we can ask our guy at PFW. But officially, we can't do anything about it.
Yeah. Okay. So you make an inquiry of Jerry then? And
yeah.
Okay. And can we, our secretary on the line, can you contact the committee members on the other stations, see by electronically, and have them take the same course of action then?
You are asking the secretary, this committee officially cannot do that.
No,
we
I mean, we just,
talk.
No, that's not,
individually.
Yes, individually.
Yes, we can do that. Individually,
yes.
Everybody can do it. Nancy can call the people that she knows.
Yeah,
that's
what we're proposing be done.
Okay.
But you can't officially do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, so we're doing it unofficially. That's what's...
Exactly. Nancy can call whoever she wants. And
yeah, that's what...
Can call
okay, that,
right.
Okay, yeah. That's all we're saying. So, that having taken place, if there's
okay,
nothing...
Okay, I crafted another thing, and I'll read it to you. It's a motion for us, you know. The PNB Programming Committee decides that the committee as individuals by choice to remind their GMs, PDs, COIs, and CABs regarding operations and programming input, which is passed by the PNB Programming Committee and the PNB with the deadline of August 1st, 2015. So it's just that we decided that we will choose by choice to remind our GMs, PDs, COIs, and CABs about this input information. Is that
thank you.
Okay,
go for
everyone?
I
sent it at 10:07 Central Time, 7 minutes after. It'll take 2 minutes to get to everybody. So we're not sending this is just a motion for us, or we may not
motion. Yeah, we'd have to do it without a motion because we're running into the same brick wall we did about 10 or 15 minutes ago.
Okay, well, we're going to have to do something because, guys, I'm going to have to leave the line pretty soon because I've got to run in to do some work on the prison show on KPFT.
Okay, and folks, I have to leave now, if that's okay. I don't think we're not going to vote on anything else tonight, are we?
No, this was the only item left. This was the only thing left on the table.
I've got to run.
Okay,
now.
Thank you all.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank everybody for their participation tonight, and thanks for your help. And
okay.
Don't we need to decide on a date for the next meeting?
Yes, we do. Who's still on?
I'm still on, but let's make a date real quick because
okay.
I've got to run.
Okay. Are we going to go for a Friday then? Another Friday?
Let's see. Today
that's best for me.
Okay.
That's best for me.
And the 21st, the 3rd. Wait a minute.
We have the 7th, the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th. The 28th is too close. The 28th is too close to the holiday, I think.
Oh, really?
Okay, let's go with the 21st.
I'm sorry. The 7 is another committee there.
The 21st is open. Nothing
okay,
on
can
it.
We
the 7 is not.
Can we tentatively
the 21st.
Can we tentatively?
2-1.
Okay, can we tentatively go with the 21st then? August 21st?
Yeah, let's go with the 21st.
Is
okay.
Everybody
agree?
Okay, all right, so done.
I'll be on the 21st is okay?
If you ask the other members, if you ask all the members, we have four.
Well, but Adriana, we don't have them on the line now. We don't have them. We don't have
no,
them.
No, that's why what we can do is send the normal thing to do is send an email. That's why we don't prolong that much the meeting. We send an email saying, anybody have any problem with this date? And if it's like that, if the majority or the group of people answer yes, we don't do that.
Okay, that's fine, but at this juncture, it's going to be August 21st.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's all vote on August 21st because I've got to go.
Okay.
Is Jim Brown still on? Do we have five people still?
Jim,
I'm not counting now. I don't vote.
I think Jim is on.
Okay,
this.
You don't have enough to vote on this, so I will send out a letter to everybody if the 21st is okay. Can we tentatively reserve that Friday? Or is that no?
I think we can.
Adriana, do you think we can do that?
I don't know how many people are in this.
Yeah, we can do it. It's August 21st. We can do that. It's
how
August 21st.
How many people decide that?
Okay, let's go with August 21st because I'm going to have
I'll send an email. I'll email poll everybody and ask them the 21st.
Okay.
And if the 28th
send
is not
email
good.
Right now. Send email right now to all the members.
Okay.
And we can put it in 2 or 3 days.
Adriana, we're on it. We're on it. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to... Unless anybody opposes, we're going to adjourn at this point. And thank everybody.
And I thank you for doing a good job as a chair.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. I'll talk to you later.
All right, take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.